Hi, we're Steve and Cindy Wright with Marriage Missions International, and this is our Marriage Insight podcast. This time, we're going to be sharing with you vacation plans and expectations. It's that time of year again. Couples all over the world are making vacation plans, and perhaps you are or you aren't, but there's a good chance that you'll plan on taking a vacation together sometime in the future. If so, we're here with a few suggestions for you today. After 47 plus years of taking vacations as a husband and wife, and for 20 years of that time, including children on those journeys, we've learned a few things that we'd like to pass on to you. We hope this will help you to create your vacations as enjoyable as possible. Now, first of all, we suggest before you take your vacation journey that you sit down with each other for a vacation planning time. And then talk to your children at some point afterward if they're going to be going with you. As Don George, who's a global travel editor, says, when you lay the groundwork for what you all want out of a vacation, no one is surprised or disappointed later on. And we couldn't agree more. So here's a list of suggestions for you to glean through and use. First, start your planning time together in prayer. This is a key point. Because if you don't start it in prayer, you're letting yourself in for a whole lot of problems as you go along. First of all, ask God to give you wisdom and a spirit of cooperation with each other. It's important to live out what we're told in Philippians 2, verses 2 and 3. To be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and in one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Now, as each of you looks to value each other's needs and wants above your own, you can better plan a vacation that you'll both enjoy. We're told in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3, do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Agree in prayer and in word and deed to walk together in peaceful ways during your vacation. Pray and plan ahead together so you can better play, relax, and have fun together on vacation.
And even if you do pray together beforehand, know that sometimes there'll be little rifts that will happen, but your mindset is put in such a way that you're agreeing to work through a spirit of cooperation. And with that mindset there and God's help, it's amazing how much smoother it can go. Now, next, we want you to decide what type of vacation you want. Do you want an active one, or do you want a quiet one, or perhaps you want a combination of both? And that's one of the problems that we had, is we had different expectations. Family counselor Gary and Carrie Oliver wrote this. We've learned to find out what's important for both of us. Before we're on vacation, we decide what we want to do together and what we want to do apart. Plus, we decide what we're willing to give up for the relationship. And sometimes you do have to give up some of your want-tos, and sometimes it's okay if you do something by yourself. Give each other grace in that way. And that's what we found to be so true, because for years we encountered problems because we didn't think to discuss our vacation expectations ahead of time. And think is the operative word here, because we didn't even think about it. I viewed vacations as an opportunity to enjoy spending quality time together away from home, but I wanted to make some explorative side trips together along the way. That's how my family always took vacations, and that's how I thought it should be for us. But nay, nay, it was different for both of us.
Now, I, on the other hand, viewed taking a vacation as a time to get away, to relax with no scheduled anything interfering. My job involved so much busyness, and sometimes it involved travel. So when we went on vacation, the most important thing to me was just to relax, nap, and do as little as possible. Oh, and by the way, did I mention nap?
We used to always joke around with the kids that Steve's favorite sport was Olympic napping. So when it came to vacation time, Olympic napping was an important thing. But because, as you can hear, things are a little bit different there, our expectations bumped up against each other. They caused tension during a time when we were supposed to be enjoying ourselves. And yet we weren't enjoying ourselves because we were arguing about stupid little things. Unfortunately, for years and years, we forgot to discuss our individual expectations. We, again, never even thought about it ahead of time. If we would have done that, we sure would have had a lot less negative surprises that would have happened to us. It would have been minimized at the very least. So talk about and work through your expectations beforehand. You'll always have some that will pop up that you don't even realize are there. That way, you'll each have a much more enjoyable time. We recommend that you do this for your vacation plans, to individually come up with a list of what you'd like to do on vacation. Then bring your list together and discuss each possibility. And again, give each other grace and space on this. Figure out what you can do to meet the different vacation expectations so that it works out best for the two of you as a couple in a married family. Your vacation won't look like our vacation and the next person's vacation, and that's okay. This is going to take some brainstorming. It's going to take some prayerful negotiation. You know, if you find yourselves fighting, then stop and pray again. But in doing so, you can then do what we're told in the Bible, to not only look out for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. And we forget to do that sometimes.
The next step is to determine if you're going to vacation as a couple, or with just your immediate family, or if you're going to include others. Now, try not to devote all your vacations to visiting relatives, if at all possible. We know that's not always possible, but see if you can also make vacation plans for just the two of you away from the family. Even if you're only able to get away at a later date for a short time, it's still good. Dave Bowie says this, "We enjoy spending time with our families, but it's important for us to do that. But we also try to save a few of our vacation days to focus on our marriage." Now, Cindy and I are really high on this point because for the last 30 years or so, she and I have tried to schedule an us time vacation at least once a year. And that has definitely helped to strengthen and grow our marriage bond and our love for each other. Also, come up with a budget for this vacation that you truly can afford. A lot of people take extended and many times expensive vacations, and they charge it to their credit cards. And then it will take months and sometimes even years to pay it off. Now, this will add even more stress than that vacation was supposed to ever relieve. Now, be creative. Some of the best times we've had together have been the least expensive excursions that we've taken. The object is also to enjoy your life once you get back from vacation and not to add any tension.
Now, we're not saying that you can't take expensive vacations, but the best thing to do is to save for it ahead of time. One of the rules that Steve and I have, and it has helped us through the years, and that's why we're not in debt. If we can't pay it off within 30 days, we don't buy it unless it's an absolute emergency. I mean, the hot water tank goes out or something like that. But unless it's an emergency that's really necessary, we try to pay our credit cards off within 30 days. You can take a vacation and charge it as you're out there, but you know that you can pay it off in 30 days. Great, do that. That way, when you get home, you're not burdened and it doesn't add to the tension later on. We totally agree with something that Debbie Walter from the Romantic Vineyards wrote. She said, "Going on vacation with a credit card in hand may sound fun for the moment, but returning to a pile of bills can take a serious toll on the memories that you may have created. It's important to take control of your wallet so your wallet doesn't hit you back when you get home. With a little research and discipline, make plans ahead of time for the things that you know you can afford. That way, you're not tempted to go overboard with your holiday spending. Also, be sure your family is aware that you have set these limits." Now, that's kind of hard sometimes with kids especially. I remember our son David one time telling me, "Well, just write a check." And I said, "Well, we can't write a check." "Why can't you?" "Because we don't have the money for it." "No, just write a check." As far as he was concerned, if we wrote a check, then, you know, that was free and clear and that was that kind of money. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. We had to give him an economics lesson. It's something that's really important that you make sure before you venture out on your vacation that you stick to your budget, and you'll be happier after you get home and you get back into your regular life.
Also, in making vacation plans, you of course need to determine where you're going to go for this getaway trip. If money's tight, then you may need to plan several day excursions close to home instead of going out of town. They're called staycations, and it's amazing how creative we can be when we put our mind and prayer into it. Now, if you feel you need to get out of town and the budget is tight, you may need to shorten the trip. Week-long vacations are great, but honestly, if you have little time to unpack and no time to recover when you get back, why not save some money and take a long weekend instead? Some hotels even offer a discount for a week-long stay. However, you're likely to save money with a 3- or 4-night trip at the beginning of the week. Check it out and compare prices. But whatever you do, don't spend all your money on a summer vacation. And that advice comes from Michelle Jones.
And it's good advice. And here are a few more tips that come from Debbie Walter and her husband, Tom, that they've shared that are helpful. First, limit the time on all of your devices, including the TV. And that is sometimes a bone of contention. And sometimes what will happen is the other spouse will slowly burn when the other one puts the TV on or they're working on their device. Limit your time ahead of time. Tell each other we're going to limit the time. And then if the other one does want to do something occasionally like that, just say, you know, is it okay if I check this or is it okay? But make sure that you limit it. Plan something special that each of you wants to do and be present when it's your spouse's turn. That is a problem area. Sometimes, you know, you'll agree on something. Okay, we'll do this for you and we'll do that. But then the other spouse isn't acting like they would participate in it. This is a family vacation or this is a couple vacation. Try to be enthusiastic when it's your spouse's turn. Take walks or bike rides together, maybe balloon rides. I don't know, you know, maybe even a little drive together or whatever. That's another idea. Deal with unresolved conflicts before heading out the door on your vacation. Please don't talk about all of your problems while you're on vacation. Try to shorten the account. Try to get that through before. There's always going to be a little bones of contention here and there with vacation. I mean, that just happens, but don't bring something that's accumulated. Also, explore places that you've never been, even if the place you're staying is familiar. Now, some people don't enjoy that. Again, we're telling you with all of these to glean through, what would you like to do? And then take time to reflect on what you love most about your spouse each day to keep the irritations at bay. Sometimes we forget to keep complimenting each other. We forget to be polite to each other. Make sure that you don't leave that at home. Now, that's a great list, and it's fairly easy to follow. However, you also want to make sure that you don't overplan your vacations. And we've seen that before. We've done this, and it sure doesn't make vacation very restful. You feel like you need to go home to rest. And I understand it. If you're taking a trip that's going to be monumental, you want to pack everything you can in there. But try to take some breaks in between if it's possible. Keep in mind, this is not supposed to be a business trip. One of the things that Jill Killiam says, if there's one mistake parents make on vacation, it's overscheduling. They don't do this to run the family ragged, but that's what happens. They do it because there's so little time, they want to fit everything in. When you overschedule vacation activities, you're creating the same frantic atmosphere that you went on vacation to get away from. So whatever you do, make sure that you do this. Work in a quiet time when you're traveling together. Some spouses need time to recharge away from people. Be sensitive to your spouses and your ways of dealing with new experiences. You're not the same people. This is something that Lori Ferguson said. As exciting as travel can be, we need to recharge. If you and your spouse recharge best when you're with people, arrange to do that. If it's away from people, then do that instead. But know your spouse well enough to meet their need to recharge. You'll enjoy the new experiences so much more. Again, remember that you're not the same people. Don't put the same expectation on your spouse that you have on yourself. Also, discuss before leaving how often you're going to eat out at restaurants. Sometimes that's those expectations. Sometimes one spouse wants to eat out all the time and sometimes the other doesn't. Just make sure you talk about it beforehand. Debbie Lawson said this, but it may be that you're going to cook meals for yourselves, but talk about this beforehand. This is not only so that you can shop ahead of time for groceries and avoid resort style prices on regular food times, but also so that the work is more evenly distributed. And that's an important thing. Make sure that you're not expecting your spouse to do everything unless your spouse wants to do that. This way, everyone can enjoy being able to be on vacation. That's the point. If you're going to eat out, you may consider eating your biggest meal at noon from the luncheon menu, and that might make things more affordable for you.
Now, here's where I put on my Safety Steve hat, because often we forget that when we're making our vacation plans, we do need to think about safety rules. Now, for example, and this is Terry Waples' suggestions, and they're really good. Keep recent photographs of everyone traveling with you. This can speed up the search process if family members get separated. Also, decide on agreed-upon ground rules. How many times have you been on a family vacation and seen parents and their children arguing? Vacations are supposed to be fun, not a battleground. And parents should establish the rules in advance so that arguments don't take joy away from the day. Those suggestions are from Scott Hauser.
Now, we aren't that far away from raising children that we don't realize that last-minute things happen. They do. But you want to minimize that to a certain degree. So you say, remember, we had talked about this. We're not going to be arguing about this particular thing. And they might say, blah, blah, blah. And then you say, well, okay, that's one of those things that you try to remember and let's talk about it at home. Or in some way, you try to nip it as fast as you can. And sometimes you just have to say, because mom said so, or because dad said so. They really like that one. Now, these are some ground rules, again, written by Debbie Walter, of things that you won't want to unpack and take with you on vacation. For example, phone calls, except for emergencies. Try to limit that the best you can. Emails and or Facebook, unless maybe it's to post some pictures. But then again, limit yourself. Worries. You know, I've done that before where I'll start worrying about something that's going on at home or that's going to happen next week. And I've said, stop. You know, in my head, stop. I'm not going to entertain that right now. It's not going to change anything right now. And how about to-do lists? Oh, let's see. When I get home, I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. Try to the best of your ability not to do that. If you have a piece of paper there and you want to write it out real quick and then push it off to the side, if that's the best thing for you, then do that. But try not to be involved in to-do lists too much. Establishing ground rules ahead of time gives you more leverage when those skirmishes occur. Now, here's another one. Go with your minds prepared that disappointments may occur. So many times we forget about that they do occur. This is part of life. There are a million scenarios that can be upsetting, even despite the best thought out plans. Purpose to go with the flow and refrain from grumbling to the best of your ability. This will ease the tension. It will also make your vacation more enjoyable for all involved. Who wants to be there when there's, you know, Sally sitting in the back seat crying and crying? Everybody's upset. Or the one who's driving is upset. Do the best you can to remember that this is a vacation for all of you. This was especially helpful to us when we went to Kenya to visit our son, David, who is an African archaeologist. We made up our minds not to give in to grumbling if our comforts weren't met. Now, we knew because we were going to go on site with his archaeological digs that we were going to go into places that were not going to be comfortable. We knew that there were going to be bad road situations and on and on. And I was a bit concerned about that with some arthritis issues that I have and things like that. But God just really showed me, you know what? It's not going to change your pain level if you're complaining. All it's going to do is make the comfort level of everybody else uncomfortable. So we resolved ahead of time the grumbling was going to stay at home. And instead, we went in a spirit of love, refraining from complaining no matter what. Repeatedly, we thanked God that He, ahead of time, put this on our heart to find joy in every situation. And our son David even remarked about this to us, that he appreciated it. We hit plenty of unexpected bumps in our plans, but when we adjusted our plans and our attitudes accordingly, nothing stood in the way of our having a wonderful bonding time with our son and the Kenyans that we were privileged to meet on our journey. And again, I know many of you you will be taking vacations with your kids, but try to minimize it to the best of your ability.
So as we start to wrap things up, I want to give you a short summary of our list of suggestions for you to glean through and to use. First of all, remember this. Start your planning time together in prayer. That is preeminent. Decide what type of vacation you want. Do you want an active or a quiet one? Or perhaps you want a combination of both. Talk about and work through your expectations beforehand. Individually, come up with a list of what you'd like to do while on vacation. Then bring your list together, discussing each possibility. Determine if you're going to vacation as a couple, or with just your immediate family, or if you're going to include additional friends, family members, or so. Try not to devote all your vacations to visiting relatives, if at all possible. Come up with a budget for this vacation that you truly can afford. Determine where you're going to go on this getaway trip. If money's tight, then you may need to plan several day excursions close to home instead of going out of town. Or plan a staycation within town. Purpose to make the most of a vacation. Make sure you don't overplan your vacation. Also work in quiet time when you're traveling together. Discuss before leaving how often you're going to eat out at restaurants. And do think about safety rules. And decide on agreed upon ground rules. And then lastly, go with your minds prepared that disappointments do occur. But that's okay. You'll find a way to go with the flow. We hope these tips are helpful. But whatever you do, don't forget to wisely plan ahead of time, aligning your own vacation expectations together with your spouse ahead of time helps. Also, empty out any expectations that can sabotage the relaxation and fun that you can enjoy while you're on your vacation together. And lastly, pray for and expect vacation blessings that God can show you along the way. Well, that's it for this Marriage Insight, but we do have a reminder for you. If you'd like to hear other podcasts of past Marriage Insights, or if you're just looking for more help for your marriage, you can go to our website at marriagemissions.com. Now, Cindy and I also wrote a book called 7 Essentials to Grow Your Marriage. It's available both in electronic and print form. This would be a good resource to help build your own personal marital team, or maybe just give it as a gift to a couple getting married to help them get off on the right foot. Now, for more information on all of this, go to the website at marriagemissions.com. Until the next Marriage Insight podcast, we're Steve and Cindy Wright, hoping you'll make it your mission to reveal and reflect the heart of Christ within your marriage.